two, three.
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody?
Whoa. Were you okay?
Hey, you okay?
Guys, I have no idea what that was. Got caught right in the old throat.
Hey, got a little choked up. I know it's another episode and you're excited, but man, you don't have to get emotional.
Man, that was some phlegm or something up my throat. I don't know what that was.
Make sure that wasn't the Rona.
Oh, boy. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I don't go to bars anymore because of the social distancing, but I do still shotgun White Claws at my crib on the west side of town with my fiance.
Excuse me?
Fiance.
Fiat.
And also, I've been getting some comments from truck drivers around the country. They love the new format for the audio. I've been adding a little bit of magic, if you will, to it. People are appreciative in their trucks. They said in the cab, they don't even have to adjust it. It is pristine.
What have you been adding? What have you been doing?
It's called like a radio limit, so it boosts it all up and just it makes it so that regardless of how we talk at the end of our podcast, it'll level it all out. It'll make it full and girthy when they're listening in their truck, and that's all you can ask for.
I was listening to it the other day on my computer. It sounded really good.
Thank you, Coach. I was on the west side, bored off my butt on a Saturday. I just pulled up Friday's podcast and listened to it, and I was like, if I don't say so myself, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's pretty funny, but you were just worried about the audio sound.
No, I was a couple White Claws deep. I was laughing. I don't know if it was the claw or if it was actually funny.
And is anybody else disappointed? Like, I am disappointed.
Yeah, sports? No sports?
No.
guys, that was a month ago when we could be depressed about that.
No sports.
I was expecting. No, I'm disappointed that more schools or coaches have not responded to the coin flip madness.
Well, we got one. What was it?
We got Stetson. And we had Akron. But that's only two. And I don't understand why.
Yeah, we're pulling the big dogs.
They're probably busy, Coach. Training, doing off-season stuff.
No, they can't get together as teams. They're not practicing or anything. They're hanging out. They're quarantined. So I thought it would be fun for these schools to, comment back. Oh, ha, ha, ha. That's funny. That's a cool little idea.
You're saying they got all the time in the world and they haven't responded to anything.
Maybe I'm crazy, but why aren't they active on social media?
No, I hear you.
I don't think Coach K does anything on social media. I think he just chills.
No, Coach K's playing chess while everybody else is quarantine and chill Netflix. Coach K's he's playing chess with some army general or something over Zoom. But hey, guys, I got a message from a concerned listener on the podcast.
Yeah, speaking of Duke.
It's on Isaiah, his Instagram. I can't even explain how many underscores and periods it has in it, so good luck finding him. But he goes, yo, pimp. On WooBox, it says Arkansas beat Duke when clearly Duke won. Well, we went and looked at WooBox, and we have it as Duke winning.
Yeah. Unless Lunchbox changed it without saying anything, just to prove that he's right.
No, I said I watched the video, and every time I see it, Duke won, and that's what we have
now. But the updated bracket, you never changed it?
I haven't changed a thing.
Okay. And I just looked on WooBox, and Duke beat Arkansas.
I'm on it right now.
Duke. Isaiah, you are wrong. I don't know why you messaged. Sorry for the confusion. WooBox is still flawless.
I mean, still undefeated. That website is just rolling along.
Hey,
I mean,
everybody tries to poke holes in it.
Yeah, and the holes just get filled up because it's like, no, WooBox got that covered. WooBox got that. Kenny knows how to fix everything.
No, that was a great invention, Kenny.
And listen,
good job.
Guys, if you can't find your bracket, I don't know what to tell you. Call Kenny. I've tried to answer all the questions. I really want you to be able to find your bracket, but I don't know the answers. Call Kenny. Just go to that website and dial the number. Kenny will answer, and he'll walk you through it. I'm not a computer guy. I don't know.
Hey, and you want to know something sad with March Madness? Something really sad. I believe I retweeted on our Sore Losers Show Twitter. So Pizza Hut, I guess, did pizza boxes way ahead of schedule.
Well, of course. Yeah. They have to be prepared.
it's, when you get a pizza from Pizza Hut, just FYI, heads up, it says something like, get ready for the madness or
yeah,
something.
It's got a basketball hoop on it and a net and all that.
Because I believe they're the official sponsor.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, they just had to rub it in that much more. Thanks, Pizza Hut.
Can you imagine, though, working for Pizza Hut and being the dude that ordered the million freaking boxes for all the stores?
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, we got to put in our order now. This is going to be the biggest March Madness ever.
Jim, it's December. Don't you think we're a little early? Nah. Trust me. You got to get ahead of the game.
And while you're at it, we're going to jump on opening day for baseball, too. Let's double up.
And you're going to still have those boxes 7 months from now. Usually you're going to sell out because there's so many people watching March Madness sitting at home. Nope.
That is true.
Who's the sponsor for the draft?
I don't know who the sponsor of the NFL draft is, but the NFL draft, they are still going to go on as scheduled, and it seems like everybody is pissed. Even Adam Schefter, Mr. NFL, Mr. knows everybody, has everything, never says anything bad about the NFL. He is pissed.
You want this audio?
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to be the...
Here we go. Audio clip one.
The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
Wow. He is upset. And I think I agree with him that the NFL is being stubborn in this issue.
But isn't every company doing what they normally do?
No.
Work?
No, NBA's not. Major League Baseball's not. NHL's not. MLS not. Like, every company is doing business as usual.
All of those teams, they don't have a draft. If the pace is going the way it's going now, NFL season should start on time next year. Like, it should be fine. So you need to continue as if it's happening. That's why all the trades happen. That's why you need the draft to happen. So then when all this corona stuff goes by, hopefully sooner than later, then we can get back to normal and they'll be prepared to start the season.
I think they would have to push this. In my opinion, you can push the season back.
But why if it falls right in place?
Because you haven't had your off-season workouts. You haven't had training camp. You're going to need all these things that you're going to have to do before you can't just, come August, be like, you know what? We're ready to play. It doesn't work that way. You have to get these teams together, training, conditioning, workouts, everything.
The outdoor circus, two-a-days.
They don't have any of that. And so that's why I think no matter what, the NFL, if they're smart, just push it back a month. Because guess what? Everybody's still going to watch if you push it back 2-3 months. It doesn't matter. They're still going to be there for you.
NFL's going to end up being in the summertime. That would be a buzzkill. Dude, Titans games don't get anybody when it's perfect weather out. Imagine it at 90 degrees in the summer. If it's pushed that far back.
I don't see it being pushed back, boys. I just don't.
Coach, have you not been reading what's going on in America? Everything just got pushed back.
Right, because they're not able to do it. Like, the seasons that have already started, you can't... The NCAA tournament, you can't do it. It's already started. It's over. Cancel it. Baseball, you already started the season. You can't do it.
So you think the baseball season will be canceled totally?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Start halfway? Snow and ice?
Dude, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to shorten the season, or they're going to have to do something if they're going to get games in.
NBA said they want a champion.
Well, yeah, you can. There's a difference between want and going to have.
Did you guys see that they're going to do like an NBA game, NBA 2K20 game?
Yeah, I mean,
with like the real players playing them.
I mean, is that interesting?
I mean, they're going to broadcast on ESPN. It's all they got. They got Kevin Durant against freaking Trey Jones playing. Not Trey Jones. Isn't that Trey
Young?
Trey Young.
The games haven't been gone that long, Coach. You act like it was 10 years ago. What's his name? I don't know. Trey Young, the guy that shoots it from half court.
Yeah, that dude.
I don't even find that interesting. Watching other people play video games to me is not fun. Like, I have zero interest. I will not watch 1 second of it. Like, I understand they're looking for content because they're just trying to keep people engaged and show the stars, like get the stars out in front of the camera. But to me, it's like,
no, it's just something to watch.
Right. I would rather watch a rerun of Friends or The Office or anything. I would not want to watch them play basketball against each other. That's like these people that go to gaming conventions and they fill stadiums to watch people play Call of Duty. I don't understand what the thrill of watching someone play a video game is.
It's actually decently entertaining.
It's not bad.
Seriously.
If that's all you've got, Coach, that's not bad. Coach,
no, I'd rather go outside and hammer a nail into a piece of wood than watch someone play a video. I will.
I'd rather hammer a nail into a piece of wood instead of watch freaking Road Rules or whatever you want to watch on MTV.
So you're telling me this weekend when everybody's at home, Netflixing and chilling, we're going to drive by Lunchbox's place
that's
and
not what I
be
said.
Hammering a nail in the backyard.
That's not what I said.
I told you I would rather hammer a nail.
Should we get the TV cameras to roll to go live with you hammering a nail?
I said instead of watching someone play a video game, I don't have any interest in that. Like Ray watches the simulation games. No way would I ever watch that.
Because I put a couple dollars on it.
You bet on one.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't even, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't watch it if I bet on it.
It is decently predictable, maybe more so than actual real people. And the refs don't get included. Games go by pretty briskly. It's not a terrible bet.
In an hour, you can watch an episode of Ozark. I mean, I don't want to watch the computer play against the computer. Like, how fun is that?
No. It's people.
No, the simulation game.
Oh, I thought we were talking about PlayStation.
But I don't give a damn if Kevin Durant is good at NBA 2K or whatever the heck the game is even called. I don't even know what the game is called because I'm not a video game person.
No, obviously we can tell you just from what you're saying. You don't like that stuff. That's great.
No.
But to a lot of other
people,
especially ESPN, who's starving for content right now. That's all they've got. Not a bad idea.
Can somebody please tell me what they're broadcasting right now? I still haven't been to ESPN in a month.
I told you they had some good stories, but they're also moving up the Jordan documentary. It was supposed to come out in June. It's coming out April.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it is going to be awesome. But that I will watch.
The key question is, why is it got to be mid-April, man? Put it out April now.
Yeah, right.
Because they got to build the hype. You got to get advertising. You got to get it going. Like, oh my gosh, pique everybody's interest. If you just dropped it on April 1, like, that would have been dumb because there's no buildup. You got to build it up. Sort of like the challenge MTV aired last night. They could have moved it up in March, but no, they got to get the hype, and then boom, huge ratings. What up?
I'd rather hit a nail and a hammer wood. But you know what, though? So speaking of the draft again, though. So what are they going to do? Have everyone at their, like, webcams?
Everybody's going to be at their house.
That's awesome.
But my question is, are they going to limit themselves to 10 people in their room, in their living room?
Oh, great question.
It's just going to be their moms, right? Or a girlfriend? Or a
Why can't it be their dad? Their dad can't be there?
And they're never there. I mean, let's be real. Unless the house... Okay, I'll ask you guys. If you can have one person in that room with you, who would you pick? Your dad?
Well, why not?
My mom's going to be in that room with me.
To support you while you're playing a video game?
No. I'm getting drafted. And you can only have one person in the room with you.
You can only have one person in the room with you?
I'm sorry, Dad, but mom was there more.
I'm telling you, a lot of players are going to pick their chick, and they're going to go live to those cameras, and they ain't going to be ready, and there's going to be some...
There's not going to be any of that. As much as you have this weird fascination in your head, just like when I was a delivery driver, I always thought some girl was going to answer the door naked. It never happened. Because it happens in the movies, and you're like, oh, my God, this is going to happen to me.
What movie was that?
Let's see. What was that one that...
Independence?
Patrick Dempsey. He was the delivery driver.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
No, and if you wanted him to come over and hook up, I think it was called Lover Boy. Maybe you would say extra anchovies.
Oh, so that was the movie. So you thought your life was going to be like that movie?
When I was a delivery driver for Jason's Deli, I thought, man, I'm going to get a chick, and she's going to open up. She's going to be naked, and she'd be like, "Come on in."
And did that ever happen?
It never happened. So Ray having this fantasy about the draft, there's going to be these naked chicks when they pan to the guys because they're not going to be ready. Not going to happen.
Guys, and since we brought it up, the delivery driver thing, I'd love to touch on this for just a second if I could have 20 seconds of your time.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here for you.
This is almost a pro tip. So I just realized this the past weekend. Now me and the fiance ordering more takeout to go. So if you tip, ahead of time, what I've realized is there's no motivation for Uber, Lyft, whoever's delivering the food to actually bring you, if you live in an apartment or a place that's hard to find, there's no motivation for at the end of the tunnel for them to bring you your food. So for whatever reason, my fiance always, boom, tips right away. The last two or three times we've gotten food, they just sit in their car. They will not come up the four flights of stairs and give it to my door. So I told fiance, hey, let's just tip tell them the tip's up here. You got to come get it. Yeah. So tip right here.
So you got it like on a string, like here, like a puppy, carrot. Puppy here.
Like a carrot in front of the horse.
I'm telling you, you hit up those big boys beforehand. I ain't climbing four flights of stairs because they already got what they want.
So the tip is like the bunny on the inside of the racetrack, and the dogs are chasing it.
Flash and dash.
Yes. And so if they're calling you, if they're like, "Where is it? You're acting exactly." Oh, up here, fourth floor. I got a big tip. I'll see you in a second, man. Hurry it on up. I got a big tip,
coach. So they sit in their car and they call you and they say, "I'm out here."
The last three times, not even kidding, they won't even come out of their car. And I go, yeah, fourth floor, blah, 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 apartment number, blah. And okay, I'm having trouble finding it. Would you mind just coming? Every single one of them, and they're all different people. And then I got to thinking, props to these people. They already got the tip. Why are they going to do some
extra lifting?
Yeah, some uphill climbing.
Yeah.
So you go down and you got to get the food. So now
I go down. I'm about to drop the pizza. I've already had a couple White Claws. If I pay for delivery, folks, I almost want it borderline brought into my bedroom.
So do you have cash to tip them, or how do you tip them once they get there?
That's the thing. You can add it on the receipt. So there is a way to do it. It's very, very simple, but just don't fall for that, because I'm telling you, man, it's going to bite you, and it's already done me like three times.
Yeah. See, I don't know that because I've never done the Postmate. I've done a delivery, like, you know, you order pizza from a pizza place and the delivery driver comes, but I've never ordered from a third party, so I don't know how that works.
And I was so proud of myself. I told my fiance, I said, it just dawned on me. These people are tricking us, and we've been drinking a little bit. They're getting the better end of this deal. Let's smarten up. Let's beat this pandemic with to-go orders for the next year, but let's start saving money and getting them delivered to our door.
Coach, I'm sorry you're having to go through all that.
Coach, I had deep thoughts the past weekend.
Sounds
and finally
terrible.
Came to that conclusion.
Man, I don't think you're saving money, though, if you're having it delivered to your door. It would be cheaper for you to go get it.
Coach,
but
Coach, I mean, Eddie gave me the horror story. They're touching your credit card. I mean, we're supposed to keep the circle as small as possible.
It's true. I went to Chick-fil-A, and the dude wanted to make out with me, basically. That's how close he was to me.
Man, I haven't been to a restaurant in a long time. Like, I haven't picked up to-go food. I haven't gone through the drive-thru, nothing.
Have you gone to the grocery store? How are you getting your food?
That's it, grocery store. We go once every 8 or 9 days.
And how are you doing it? Are you going with, like, long sleeves, get a mask?
No, I just go and
I go in my long underwear.
I walk in the hazmat suit. You know,
you got
what
a
mean?
Football helmet on.
Yeah, no, you know those sumo wrestlers. I blow one of those up, and I walk into the grocery store. Get out of my way!
And pretty sure the other day when I was at the grocery store, I saw a woman wearing a diaper on the face. It was
really?
Yeah, it was not one of those CX whatever 95 masks. Not kidding. Was a diaper.
Was she hot?
It was an older woman. Okay. I even took a picture.
Got it.
Oh, you've got a picture of it?
For proof.
I'd love to see it because there was a girl walking by my house and she had a mask, but she was wearing it on her forehead.
Like, well, like sunglasses, like when you're not wearing them, you just put it on your head.
She decided to go mask, but then it got colder, so she put it on the ears.
Yeah, she probably just got tired of it and put it on her head for a second.
Yeah, I mean, but
because you ever try to breathe through those things, you can't really breathe through it.
Yeah, but if you're going to use it, use it. Then why are you buying it and walking the neighborhood instead, and you're just going to put it on your forehead?
But why are you even using it outside? Like, you just
if you're just going for a walk around the neighborhood,
a random freaking virus bug is going to fly into your mouth when you're walking outside? I don't think so.
You know it's going to protect you. One of those things we used to wear when we played baseball, the old cup, put that on your face as a mask. I mean, yeah, there's ways to breathe through it. I haven't seen somebody with a baseball cup yet, but I'm not kidding. It probably is not a terrible idea.
Because it's just plastic with holes.
Yeah, it's just plastic with holes.
And it smells like your nuts.
That's the worst idea ever. What's wrong with you, man?
So but you still think it's okay for the NFL draft to go on?
Me? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, no one's touching anyone. Everyone's being safe about it. It's entertaining. Everyone's got to work. We got to keep working. If we don't work, we're in trouble.
And I think the NFL is pushing on because they know the ratings are going to be through the roof because everybody is stuck at home.
Well, sure. I mean,
I think it's a little bit a selfish thing by Roger Goodell saying, no, we will not be deterred by Corona. Corona will not stop us. We'll show you.
But I don't think you understand how the ratings work. So like, okay, the ratings are high. What's the advantage of a high rating? You know what that is?
Sales.
Right.
Money.
And who advertises on TV? Businesses that are closed. I mean, it's not all just grocery stores.
But they'll be able to go to them next year and be like, look, our ratings last year were, and I understand their counter thing.
They can go to the draft last year and do those numbers. I don't think it's about money. I really don't think it's about money. Sure, is that the only thing that's going to be on TV that could be interesting?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it'll be entertaining. It'll keep NFL relevant. It'll keep, who's going to broadcast it? Fox?
No, ESPN.
Okay, ESPN. Oh, yeah, that's right. ESPN, ABC. They'll broadcast it, so they'll have views or whatever. But as far as ratings go, at this point, ratings matter nothing. Because unless your clients are staying with you and still advertising with you, you're not going to get any more new clients. No one's spending money right now.
I think
so. It has nothing, in my mind, has nothing to do with money, just interest and relevancy. Keep NFL on top, people talking about it. And I think the show must go on in their minds.
And I will agree with Eddie on this point. I believe sports is going to be back sooner than we think.
Ooh.
Because I'm seeing Bovada with these overseas games, they are pumping them. I'm telling you,
like, where, coach? Like, what? Who's still playing?
Turkey, Russia. Oh. Maybe they weren't as affected by the coronavirus.
Well, the Premier League, they've been talking about maybe isolating all the teams in a spot, quarantining them, and then finishing out the season like having like three or four fields, and just they live in this complex. No one can leave. No one can come in. And right. They just play the games in front of fans to finish the season.
Not in front of fans.
Right. That's what I said. But they just play these to finish the season, and they would televise every game. They've talked. I don't know if they're
do
ever
going to see a problem with that.
No, because if they same quarantine, thing. No,
same thing, coach. It's the same thing with the draft. Same thing. I do believe that everyone
the draft
if possible,
is the draft is they're not quarantining everybody before. They're just going to throw this draft together.
No, everyone's separated.
But there's going to have to be people at ESPN doing this. There's going to be people,
and they're there right now working.
There's going to have to be people going to the house. Here. To film these guys.
No, you get, it's all webcam, coach. It's like Bobby at his house, Amy at her house, Morgan number two when we do the Bobby Bones show. Everyone's at their house. Today, you need a laptop. Everyone's got a computer. Give me that IP address. You're hooked up. I got you live.
All right. I don't know. I just think it's weird. I think it's weird that every major sporting thing is put on hold, but the NFL says, we are going. We are going full steam ahead. We're not stopping.
As a TV guy, I'm interested to see
how it looks.
What people are going to do to just get the show going. Like how it's going to look, how they're going to make it possible. It's going to be cool to see every one of their houses. You know, like it'd be cool to see
Joe Burrow at his house. Tua, you know, and his family. His dad's going to have the belt. You didn't go number one. Pow!
Who does Tua have with him?
His dad, his mom, his brothers.
That's it.
I don't know. I mean, he has to have friends. Now, Ray, YOLO. What about Big Brother? Is Big Brother happening?
No, they postponed all the open casting calls, so I'm guessing they're pushing it back months. It'll probably be a winter thing instead of summer.
Wow.
But yeah, they got to have the open casting calls, and none of them have even gone down, so they're months and months behind schedule when it's supposed to get going in a month and a half.
That's so interesting. But you know what has to go on? You know what has to go on?
No clue.
This is my segue.
Guys, go with me.
Hit it, Ray.
You know.
Sore losers! Coin flip madness! Let's go!
Coming to you live via Zoom and the internet across the world, 6 feet apart from your fellow man. No pocket pool today, boys!
Good. I like that intro.
That was good. Hey, Ray.
Coming to you from what?
I said Zoom because it's popular right now.
Yeah. Oh, but Zoom's being sued now.
Because they're getting hacked or something.
Because they're getting hacked with porn and they're giving
you. Sorry about that. That was me, boys.
They're giving. speaking of porn, Joe Buck is asking you, please stop sending him your sex videos and asking him to commentate. Everybody, you know how I told you he's commentating on videos? Yeah. Everybody's sending him sex videos and saying, hey, can you give me play-by-play?
That's ballsy. Would you ever send him your sex videos?
That's what I'm saying. People are crazy.
That's nuts.
Like, is that not just crazy? Hey, honey, come here.
You both have to be on board.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, so honey, like, you know, I was thinking about we should film this tonight. That way we can send it to Joe Buck. Huh? Well, see, Joe Buck is.
And if you get past the film this tonight, that's a step a majority of men have never even got past.
Right,
so then
you're
get into
you're
the
right.
Joe Buck phase.
Oh, then you get to the. Yeah, he's a famous commentator. Here, let me show you some of his work.
That's tier one.
Here's some of his work. Do you think we could film that tonight? And then we could send it to him, and he said he'll commentate. You know what, honey? Since we're quarantined, that sounds like a great idea.
That's crazy, dude.
Like, or do you think guys are doing it without their women's permission?
I mean, that would be even worse.
It's just a guy? There's nobody else in the video?
No, I'm saying.
Recording it without his wife's permission.
Well, but it could be a guy with... I mean,
but here's the thing.
Hey, it, like Ray said, it really could be a guy by himself.
It could be, but here's the thing too. Like, I mean, it could be the wives with the idea.
More than likely, it's the dude. Okay. More, I mean, 99% of the time, it's probably the dude. I mean, there might be 1% of women out there that are like, yeah, well, I like that.
There's obviously more than 1% of women out there that agree to send this tape to Joe Buck, though.
No, there's more than one woman, not 1%.
Okay.
But I will say, he kind of opened himself up to that, requesting videos from people. You never know what they're going to send you. And B, there was a video, Mike Pereira, the referee head dude.
Your boy.
Yeah, he did a video where he was playing strip poker with his wife. So then that probably gave people the ideas. Hey, let's start sending in stuff like...
Wait, what?
You saw a video of him playing strip poker?
With his wife, and Joe Buck does the play-by-play on it. So he almost just said, hey, guys, I'm open to any kind of video.
Pull that video up. Let's watch that.
I missed that one. I missed that.
You missed it. That was the only one of the ones I watched him commentate.
So who won the poker match?
Yeah, His wife, Prayer, took his shirt off.
Oh, okay, that kind of weird.
Spoiler alert.
His wife had like a vest on. She didn't take that off. I was like, dang, Pereira, dude.
Hey, was she hot?
How did he look?
Dude, for 60 or 65, yes.
How did he look?
It looks like he stays fit.
This is so funny to me.
Now you're going to Google it?
Yeah.
Dude, guys, this was so sick. I can't believe people would do that. This is so sick. I'm going to give it a Google real quick.
This is disgusting. You hear his keyboard typing?
No, I want to see this.
Hey, guys, this is terribly disgusting.
Who on earth would watch this scum TV?
I'll just, so gross.
Oh.
If you can find it, I'd like to see it. I can't find it. I'm not very good at it.
On his Twitter, go Joe Buck Twitter.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's done a lot of them, so I can't scroll in time. But
what are we flipping first?
Oh, Ray, you want to flip the first one? Yeah. Big game.
Guys, I'm all tails today, so, I mean, that's pretty easy to remember, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other days it's been like, what are my picks? Hey, Eddie, what are your picks? Hey, Eddie, I think I deleted my bracket. Today, I'm just rooting for tails nonstop.
I know, but the first game is huge.
He deleted his bracket?
That was a great start to the tournament, dude.
Oh, my God, that was so depressing.
He was all pissed.
I remember when Eddie lost his national champ.
All right, here you go. I don't know how the audio.
I think I just threw a commercial.
I don't know how the audio is tonight.
His league playing card, and now what's next? In fact, I don't really want to know or see if it's what's next.
This is my prayer.
Oh, our worst fears have happened. Mike lost the hand and now lost his shirt. Goodbye, Mike.
That was it.
Yeah. I found it.
Where's Aikman?
Dude, Aikman.
He's quarantined. Dude, No, Eggman's not married, is he? No, he might be married.
Yeah, I think he's married.
I was thinking it's Tony Romo who has the hot wife. What's her name?
I don't know, but he's married.
Candace Crawford or something. She's a hottie. Yeah. All right, Ray, you ready to just get this started?
Okay. Let's go. I got my rusty, trusty nickel in here.
Yeah, you know who's playing, right?
Do I have to video this?
Michigan. Yes. I'm a Michigan State guy, but I'll still call it.
But you see who they're playing.
Vandy?
You asked for this team to be in the tournament.
Okay. I hope we all asked for it. That's our hometown team, dude.
Actually, Lipscomb is.
No, Vandy is the hometown team if you live in Nashville.
Belmont is.
Belmont, there's a guy a block away that doesn't know the campus is right next to
him. But Belmont at least moved on in the tournament.
All right, we got to do this. Eddie's filming.
All right, here we go.
He gets mad for boring videos.
Yeah, he does.
All right, I'm going to do the typical thing, guys, where I throw it up, it hits the table, and then it goes floor or it stays on table.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Guys, heads, Michigan, tails, Vanderbilt.
Let's go, Michigan.
All right, let's go, Vandy. That was not the flip. That fell off.
Not the flip. Let's go.
Here we go. All right, they're going to start tweeting about that not being an official flip. Here we go. Let's go, tails. The coin is flipped.
Okay, perfect.
Oh,
tails! Yeah. Tails! 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 Vandy! Oh. Vandy!
Oh, God.
Vanderbilt, Nashville! Oh, Nashville, you needed this. Do you believe in coming up from the ground? Vanderbilt, the Doctors are going to save America, and they won the coin flip!
I've lost four in a row. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Hey, I got a recommendation.
Yeah.
Can we get Ray a better coin? He's flipping a nickel. And it barely flips. It flips like twice.
Yeah, he doesn't even flip it very high. He flips it very softly.
Well, I have to control it so it doesn't go behind a computer screen like y'all's did.
You can even hear it. It's like...
Well, it hit the table, then it goes down another level. I mean, it's still random.
Maybe I'm just bitter because I lost another one.
Yeah,
would we be having this conversation if it was heads?
No, you're right.
I've lost four in a row. Eddie, you want this next one?
Sure, man. Pirates and the Wolfpack, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn.
Man, how you feeling?
I knew something.
Yeah, can we do one where we all win? Because you guys go south in a hurry.
We all have Seton Hall, right?
Boys, I've won 5 in a row.
No, Ray has NC State because he's all tails. I've lost 4 in a row, Ray. So
all right, here we go. What do you have?
Oh, I got Seton Hall, baby. I got the Pirates. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another coin flip for the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. The higher seed of this game is the periodic table symbol SE, Seton Hall. Periodic table NC. NC State is your lower seed. They will be your tails team. Here we go.
Come on, Eddie.
Are we ready?
Turning down the music.
Pirates versus the Wolfpack. Here we go. Head, Seton Hall.
Eddie.
Tails, North Carolina
don't
State.
Don't let me down. I cannot lose 5 in a row.
And I need Seton Hall.
I need Seton Hall bad.
Come on, heads. Come on, heads.
Oh, my God. It's
come
rolling.
On, heads. Heads! Heads!
The Pirates! The Pirates of Seton Hall take out the Wolfpack! And I finally got a win, boys.
Man.
Finally got a win.
Seton Hall's an Elite 18 for me. That was huge. That was huge, boys.
Who's their star? He's that dude. I like that guy. What's his name? Thank you. What's that
dude's
name?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. I just know I won.
Dude, you got to realize we're not good. You're especially not good with the names, right. But we're a month out from the season.
Yeah, and when you just say, you're just throwing on to him, what's his name? I mean, I don't even know what
I'll
you're talking
about.
All right, guys. The Anteaters of UC Irvine take on the Fresno State Bulldogs.
Oh, let's go, Bulldogs!
Fresno State in via tweet. That's how they got in. Let's go.
How did the Anteaters get in?
I don't know.
Did they really make it in?
They may have. They may have been tweeted in too. I don't remember, but I just know they made it for some reason. Fresno State is going to be tails. UC Irvine heads. Oh, boy. Let's go.
I think I have Fresno State.
I got. Here we go.
Oh, we're all in on Fresno State.
We're all in on Fresno State.
Tails.
3, 2, 1.
It's a good flip.
Tails!
Yeah! Yeah, baby!
You can't hang with the big dogs. Get off the porch. Anteaters, get out of here.
Can I tell you, when he announced that, you'll hear it back in the video, it wasn't a distinct tails. He actually said, hails, hails. So it sounded like he was saying heads, but then I realized it was tails.
I was trying to say, hey, it's tails, but then I just said, screw it.
Hey, so you went with hails.
Okay. All right. Ray, you're back. You're back.
Holy crap. On this side of the bracket, I've only missed one. I'm 6-1.
Wow. Wow.
Eddie's not flipping?
No, he already did.
Oh, okay. UTEP, I'm guessing they're tails, right?
Yeah, UTEP.
Eddie's got to check his bracket, guys. He doesn't know who he has.
San Diego State versus UTEP, Eddie.
San Diego State.
Oh, he's going with old Aztecs.
All right, y'all. San Diego State, the home of Kawhi Lizard, one of the greatest basketball players that side of Canada and this side of America. San Diego State is heads. UTEP, University Texas El Paso, is tails. The coin is flipped.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Flipped?
No, I'm about to. Whoa, whoa.
The coin is flipped.
Whoa. That's how I start it every time I do it.
Oh, hold on a second. Whoa, whoa. I said hails, but you said the coin is flipped. I didn't hear a coin.
Come on, Ray.
All right, y'all, here we go. The coin is flipped.
Tails!
Yeah!
It's a tail!
Yeah! UTEP! UTEP! Let's go! Let's go!
UTEP, maybe the 7th best team in Texas, but they did it! It's the coin flip match! Holy crap, you guys might be looking at your winner right here.
Oh my God, Ray is on fire.
Guys, I've missed one on that side of the bracket.
Well, boys, it's come to this. This game right here has national championship implications.
For you?
This is my national champion.
Okay.
Baylor Siena? Have you lost your goddamn mind?
The winner of this game is the national champion in the coin flip madness.
You picked Baylor?
Baylor Bears were number one most of the season. They lost three of their last five, and everybody's like, oh, they're limping into the tournament. They can't win it all. And you're correct. They can't, because they're going to lose right here to the Siena Saints. Let's go! Baylor heads, Siena tails. Let's go, Saints.
I got
Baylor. Let's go, Saints.
I got Baylor, too.
All right.
Oh,
you're
my
all,
gosh.
You're on your own, coach. Good luck.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go heads.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go heads.
No, Ray, that means I'm eliminated if this happens. Whoa, the coin almost fell out of my hand.
The coin fell down my pants.
There we
Eddie,
go.
Check it. Is it heads or tails? Eddie, head.
What?
Teds?
Oh, Eddie, pull down my pants, head.
This what? One's for the Saints.
Teds or
we're
heels?
About to flip it. Here we go. Three. Oh, my God, this is my national champ. Two. Oh, my gosh, here we go. One.
What are you looking for?
Tails, come on. Heads.
Oh, get
heads.
Away from me.
Heads. Heads. Heads, 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 heads. Tournament's over. Oh, you're looking at Bear. Your new champion.
Coach, be excited.
8-1 on that side of the bracket. Boys, I was ranked number 16 in the world after all this mumbo jumbo. I might be top five.
Baylor, the team out of Waco, known for Chip and Joanna Gaines, they win.
David Koresh, too.
Lunchbox is done. Siena Saints, they couldn't get it done this year.
End the podcast.
I mean, that's what you get for picking Siena Saints. I thought it was Sierra Mist.
Oh, I thought they were playing Pepsi. Dude, I had no idea.
Sierra Mist versus Pepsi.
Did we reflip?
Oh, man.
Yeah, reflip.
God. I don't know whose flipping area is terrible or mine. I got this desk. It's not that. It's anticlimactic. You guys get lost underneath cords and stuff.
I didn't even see the result.
And it's under chairs. You never get a clear view of it.
Sorry, it took a bad bounce and it landed on heads.
What do we got? One more left?
I don't care. We can cancel the tournament. I don't even want to flip anymore.
But the shocking thing is, if you're one team, well, you don't have them anymore. Never mind. I was going to bring up a
yeah, you're going to say, if you have that one team, you're still alive, but I don't have that one team anymore.
God. I think if you lose your national champion, you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Because I bet the way WooBox set it up, it's big points for the champ.
For sure. Oh, my God. All right, Eddie, whatever. What's
all right, last one here.
Yeah,
roll on this.
Yeah, I'll film it.
Let's go, Tails.
You want me to be excited for this one or no? This
is going, I don't really
hey, everybody.
I don't care about this anymore.
You got to give your respects to those two schools.
Yeah.
Coach, you still have your champ?
His champ hadn't played yet.
Who's that?
Bradley.
Bradley, but Michigan State's still in.
Okay. All right.
And I got UTEP in the final four.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
For the final coin flip of the day. We have on one side of the coin, the Rutger Rudigers.
That cannot be right.
They're Scarlet Knights.
Whatever. And on the other side of the coin, we have Oklahoma Boomer Sooner. Boomer. Here we go, boys and girls.
Coach, I love how you're trying to reenact the fans. There's no fans at anything anymore, Coach.
You're right.
No, but it's good. It's good.
That was dumb. All right.
It's good.
The Rudigers are your heads team, and Oklahoma is your tails team.
Let's go, Tails.
Here we go.
I don't care.
I need Oklahoma. I need Tails, too. Coach,
let's go, Tails.
Oh, my gosh. You'll be 6-for-6?
No, I missed one.
Oh, you missed one. Okay.
All right.
I don't care.
And now I'll probably miss. You just jinxed it totally.
This is for Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
I'm flipping.
Who cares?
It's up. Tails! 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 Yes! It's Oklahoma! The Sooners take out the Rudigers! The Rutger Rudigers are trash! They're gone! They're out of here! Boomer!
Sooner!
Boomer!
Sooner!
Boomer!
The river bleeds red! Oklahoma has taken a stake in the battle between them and Texas, but they didn't play.
Yeah, it's not the Red River rivalry. It's not.
I had Rutgers.
The Battle of the Rudigers.
Oh my gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-1 on that side of the bracket. my gosh. We could be looking at our national champion. And, guys, I need to go to Vegas.
You're right now you do.
It's all closed, isn't
it? Because you know Vegas.
Nothing open.
You know Vegas.
7-Eleven's open.
One day you're hot, one day you're not. So if you're going to go, you need to go now.
Coach, that's the thing. I'm so hot.
No, he's been hot 2 days in a row.
Dude, find me a roulette wheel.
God.
They have one on Bovada.
Hey, that's where you go cold real quick.
Where I lost my hundo.
Hey, if you haven't seen Ice Water today, go to the Bovada roulette wheel.
Oh,
you won't
man.
Hit one.
Hey, Lunchbox, all right, what else do you want to talk about?
Man, I want to talk about how this was a terrible idea, and I should have never done it. I should have never put this together. I never should have flipped coins. I mean, all this work I put into it, and it's just over just like that.
Hey, what's the feeling when you flip the coin and your national champion is out?
It's like, this is so boring. I don't even want to. I mean, I'd rather just finish the tournament today. Like, I just keep flipping and just end it so I don't have to do this anymore.
Hey, you guys want to know the one thing we didn't factor in when we put this whole bracket together is?
No, we don't.
What if we start losing? It doesn't become fun.
No. You're exactly right.
I mean, I was hoping one of us would be winning, you know? That way we can, at least one of us could be excited. But if we're all out, Coach, if Bradley flips the wrong way and they get knocked out, I mean, how are we going to have energy to flip?
I mean, we're not.
Well, just like the announcers, like our boy Troy Aikman does. You have to fake it even though the Cowboys are losing.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
I mean, it really does.
It does suck.
Like, I mean, I was in it, too. I was playing well. You want to hear my strategy?
The fact that you had a strategy is stupid, but go ahead.
No, I tried to take teams in the middle of the bracket. That way they wouldn't always rely on heads and they wouldn't always rely on tails. So they would either get, you know what I mean? You don't want to have someone that has to get five tails in a row because the odds are there's going to be heads in that game at some point.
The odds?
Yeah.
It could not.
No, it is. Like I don't.
What was it? Didn't we have like a bunch of tails? Was it
Tuesday?
You only
had four. But you have to get six to get to the national, to win the national title.
But you have space before the next ones.
Yeah.
You got time.
I believed I had that strategy and it just didn't work. And like now I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, I don't care. Ugh.
You want to go home?
Yeah, I do want to go home. I'm just like, I'm just going to bring a penny now. I'm not even going to flip my half dollar.
No, you can't have anything smaller than Ray. You know how it goes. It flips one, it turns, makes one turn, hits the table, and then falls over.
Oh, man. I mean, and here's the thing. Ray is so hyped right now. Tomorrow, he could be just dead like us.
He could, deflated.
Like, how deflated were you when you lost on Tuesday?
I mean, but I still had to announce it.
But you guys don't realize, I was so hot on that, that it doesn't even matter those flips. If it goes heads or tails, I still have a team moving on.
I don't understand that.
I picked the winner and the possible loser of the next round. I went 9-1 there. So literally, if it goes heads or tails the next round, it doesn't even matter. I'll have the winner still.
No, it does matter.
No, it doesn't. If you go lightning hot in the first round.
No, it does matter because, like for example, the winner of the Virginia, Stephen F. Austin plays Maryland, right?
Yes.
You can't have the winner of that game.
Yes,
you,
I do. I have tails and heads.
No, you don't.
No, Coach, that's not how
it works. Can't have two, team, you can't have two teams.
Your team is out. What Tommy didn't do, or what's the dude's name? Kenny?
Well, yeah, Kenny, you understand, when Stephen F. Austin plays Maryland, only one team can win. So either it's going to be heads or tails, and you're going to lose one of the games.
Yeah, next year Kenny needs to X out the future. You know, like if you, I guess you can do that. Can you go in there and do it? No, you can't do it.
Sorry, I got confused with WooBox.
What the software should do is X out, you know, the games that don't matter anymore, too. But these don't.
Yeah, Ray, like, you're not going to...
Okay, Coach, I just realized that. I did some minor miscalculations.
No, Coach, you realize that because normally on the other brackets we do, like the CBS Sports one or whatever, it scratches out the ones that aren't moving on.
No. He's saying, what Ray thought is, he picked the winner of both games.
Yeah.
So no matter what, he was going to get the next game right.
Oh, no, Coach, it's your next pick. You picked one of those two, Coach.
Yeah, you didn't pick both of them in the next round.
Coach, not having the March Madness tournament screwed us all up, okay? My calculations were a little off. Now I get that, yes, I will lose.
You're forgiven, Coach. It's okay.
I mean, that made me feel a little bit better, but not really that much because I lost my national
championship. I thought he was saying something like that had, like, legs, and I was like, I don't get it.
No, I thought it had legs, too. Hey, which has been more, tails or heads?
Tails.
Tails.
Heavy tails, 15-11.
Wow.
Oh, you knew it?
I just counted it.
Man, he just billed me.
You got billed.
I got billed.
God. Siena Saints, I mean, your tweet is going to be nasty. I'm going to be rude to you guys.
Whoa, whoa, coach, go easy on them. It's a coin flip.
I'm going to be mad at you guys.
Yeah, and so far, thanks for the replies on Twitter from Stetson and Akron.
Yeah.
Can we can we get a reply from a team in the top 100, possibly?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, guys at Duke, really, we know you're not doing much.
Texas Tech,
give
let's
us a
go.
Tweet. Come on, hey, man.
Coach K has a little bit too much Virginia. To drink. He drunk tweets us.
That'd be awesome. Oh, all right, we're done. Man. You want to go? Do you want to talk about anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. We're out of here. Goodbye, everyone. It's all